This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And according to NBConnecticut.com, the first fines have been issued for COVID-19 travel violations. In addition, documentation from a doctor is now required if one wants to claim a mask exemption.
In Connecticut.
So presumably religious exemptions there just do not exist.
I don't know if anyone's had success with that or what's going on with religious exemptions.
Well, it's
going
to be hard to argue a religious exemption for sure because not very many religions actually take a position on the mask issue.
Mine does.
As does mine. Mm-hmm. But ours are not exactly well
established.
Documented.
No, we don't have a whole lot of members to be out there making the claims.
It doesn't matter. It's my religion.
I agree. There's just somebody out there making the claim is the issue.
Well, I'll make that claim.
So two people returning to Connecticut from states under the travel advisory, in effect, were issued the first two fines in the state for travel violations. Now, you say you will make that claim. Have you made that claim?
I have not been. I have not had the opportunity to do it yet. Have not gone to the grocery store in the last 2 or 3 weeks since the mandate or whatever. There's now a business mandate here in Keene, New Hampshire, which is where we live, that affects supposedly the entire city and all the businesses within it. So I haven't gone shopping since that time, but I have told the local mailbox store here where they sell private mailboxes to folks, mailbox services, that I do have a religious objection to it. However, it's their private property, so if they don't want me in there, that's fine. I mean, I'm not going to force my way in, so I am not going to do anything further with that one because I just informed them.
You told them in their building or over the phone?
I told them in their building when they informed me for the first time that that was going to be happening.
I don't remember when it comes to the ordinance, the Keene ordinance, was a religious exemption even included in the wording?
They didn't broach the subject at all.
I thought it was just health issues.
Correct.
And age, I think under 2 or something like that.
But even if they don't specify a religious exemption, one can still claim
one. There should be one.
And I doubt that the city of Keene, if push came to shove, would actually want to say, no, you can't claim a religious exemption.
Yeah.
The problem is the fine in the city of Keene doesn't go after the individual. It goes after the business owner.
That is, I'm going to tell you, this is one of the sneakiest things they have done because they know there is going to be enough people out there who would fight this. Who would say, all right, go ahead, give me a stupid fine, I'll take it to court. They knew that there would be people out here, not just us, but a lot of people out there. And so what do they do? I know what we'll do. We'll attack the business owner. And so now what am I going to do? Am I going to walk into one of my favorite establishments? I'm going to walk into Aldi's or something, or the restaurant that I love going to? I don't want to get them in trouble.
Right.
This was sneaky, man. This is nasty, slimy, sneaky stuff.
It also sounds illegal to me. I mean, I'm not an attorney or anything like that, but to order a business owner to become your unpaid enforcer of your town ordinance, I just don't think that should fly legally.
I would agree, and I doubt that it would fly legally, but
most business owners aren't willing to challenge it. They don't want to fly. They don't want to do anything besides fly under the radar. They certainly don't want their face to be plastered all over the local newspaper as, you know, the poster boy for somebody who's challenging.
Right. Well, I know one business owner here in Keene who might appreciate that type of notoriety.
Really?
She might actually be looking for it.
It could definitely help their business from a certain point of view.
Correct, especially if you have people who don't want to go into one of these masked up hellholes.
But the question
is, who would rather shop at some place where you don't have to?
Okay, and I don't disagree with you in theory. The question is, how many of these people who are like us who don't want to wear a mask How many of them are there? What percentage of the marketplace, especially in little old Keene, New Hampshire, a lefty college town, the southwest corner of New Hampshire, right next to Vermont and Massachusetts, one of the most statist places in all of New Hampshire, what percentage of the population is out there who actually would appreciate a place where they were free to choose
right.
whether or not to put
well,
on
I mean,
their
at
masks?
This, at this point in the game, it's really hard to tell because
That's
everyone
right.
is wearing a damn mask, so you can't tell who's,
right.
who's who anymore.
So now you're asking a business owner to step out into, you know, the step off of a ledge, basically, and not really know what's underneath them and, like, take a leap of faith and say, well, I'm just going to put it all on the line here because
right.
if it turns out that it's actually 90 or 80% as the polls would have you believe. Now, of course, they manipulate these things, right? So it's hard
it
to know what the truth
is. It probably
is
pretty close, though, you know?
Maybe. I don't know. I want to know what the truth is, but I don't know what it is. And so you're asking them to take that leap of faith and say, all right, well, I'm going to put my beliefs out here,
right.
and I'm going to let all my customers know that I don't care about their health, right? Because that's how it's going to be portrayed by the other side. Is that
you're selfish, you don't care about old grandma.
Right, this business owner
well,
just wants to kill people.
I don't care about old grandma. I don't care about the customer's health.
Business owner.
No, I'm not.
Now, this,
I own a business, but it doesn't have the clientele necessary in order to land on the radar.
This was tried first in Nashua, New Hampshire,
mm-hmm.
and it's and something I can't remember what actually went down. When our city councilors, when our nannies, they were actually trying to emulate Nashua.
That's right. Yeah, I heard Nashua had a fine for the individual though.
Yeah, it went to court and the judge threw it out, or the judge decided that it was not in fact.
No, what happened in that case, and I know this because I spoke with the attorney this weekend,
right?
Who took that case in Nashua, and it was just a preliminary injunction that was denied, so the case itself hasn't even been heard.
Okay.
So all right, so.
So there is still some chance that a court in New Hampshire could say, there's hey, you towns, you don't have the authority to do this?
Well, actually, which is absolutely correct. This is unconstitutional. Towns, municipalities, local municipalities do not have the ability to make a law like this. So, I mean,
yes, that would be one of the arguments that he's going to make in court.
And if it had been the fines had been directed at the individual, this would have gotten figured out real quick. Like, but as we've been saying, because they're going after business owners, they're not going to fight it.
So do the towns and cities throughout New Hampshire have the authority to mandate that people have to wear pants?
Well, I mean, there's
because this there is allude, at the end of the day,
conduct.
This is just an article of clothing that people are being asked to
but
wear.
That, but is,
they're
but
being
that's
told.
A, but that's a state law. So
right.
No, the city of Keene cannot. So you can go topless in Keene. So the city of Keene cannot create an ordinance saying that you have to cover yourself.
I think they can, actually. According to the court case in Laconia, I believe they are authorized to make that ordinance. They haven't within the city of Keene.
Is that because the state... All right, well...
So in New Hampshire, there's not a what they call a home rule state, where the local towns and
municipalities... It's Dillon's rule.
Are, whose rule?
Dillon's rule, I believe.
I'm not familiar
These
with
are
that.
All states that don't have home rule.
Right. So what home rule would mean would be that the city of Keene could just pass any ordinance that it wanted to.
Okay.
It wants to ban guns, it can do that. You know, whatever. Like, there's no limit, essentially. And in New Hampshire, there is no home rule, which means that cities and towns legally can only pass law or ordinances which they are statutorily authorized to pass.
Okay.
So there's certain statutes that say, cities, towns, if you want, you can pass zoning. And so some
yep.
towns, most of them, have passed zoning, but some towns haven't.
Okay, so presumably clothing would not be among the things that the towns and cities would be authorized to do.
There is a state law against, I believe, lewd behavior, which I think includes, and I could be wrong on what the statute is called, but there is a prohibition on being nude, which is, the definition of which is displaying one's genitals. So being topless is not a violation of being nude because you're not displaying your genitals in that case.
Sure.
There's also a strong argument that females, even if they were bottomless, would still also not be nude because their genitals are internal. So there's an interesting theory.
I'm not arguing that one.
There's an interesting theory on that one.
So toplessness, I was under the impression, was not legal here in New Hampshire.
You're incorrect about that. It is completely legal to be topless here. In fact, years ago, a girl walked down Main Street here in Keene with an open-carried sidearm and was topless, was arrested. The police not only released her, but released her with an apology, which if you go and you look at all the wrongful police arrests in the United States, they never apologize. They apologized here.
Wow, fascinating. Yeah. More about this and more about these mandates and these people in Connecticut who have been issued $1,000 fines for not filling out the necessary government paperwork. This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Goldman Sachs warns that the U.S. dollar is on the path to lose world reserve currency status. Experts say that Bitcoin will continue to rise to as much as $20,000 this year. Coinbase reports more institutional investors are buying cryptocurrency. Cashgames.bitcoin.com announces a $3,000 leaderboard tournament. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control. And you can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight in the studio is Aria, Conan, and Ian. And for years, libertarians of all stripes have wanted a directory of liberty-minded businesses, and we're helping to build one, liberty.menu. It's a tool for our community. At its core is a directory for events, businesses, digital content, and more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, and there's a bit of a social network to it so that you can connect and share with others. However, use of liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. So put your voluntarious ideas into action at liberty.menu and use code FTL to get a special badge. Again, that's liberty.menu. Well, let's go to the phones. We've got Mike calling from North Carolina. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm needing some help, needing to bring some attention to a situation here in Rockingham County, North Carolina.
All right, what's going on there?
Yeah, I'm blind, and on the 21st of February, we just moved to town, this little town called Madison. And one of the first nights in town, my wife and I went out to just enjoy some couple's time. I was in the passenger seat, obviously, and she parked at a parking lot at a church. We were there maybe 3 minutes, and she saw a car pull up behind us. She thought it was another Pokemon Go player, and she was on her way out, you know, nothing out of the blue, until the lights came on, and she stopped, said, "Oh, no, it's a cop." And the cop came up, and within a few minutes, just started threatening to smash out her window, to roll her window all the way down, demanding IDs from everyone in the car.
Wow. That's not
legal. Ultimately, he issued about 25 threats to, roll the window down or he'd smash it, and he'd do physical violence to us. And he even promised her that if she did roll the window all the way down, he wouldn't pull her from the car. And as soon as the window went down, you guys probably know what happened.
I do not know what happened.
He reached in and unlocked the doors and unbuckled her, stole her keys, pulled her from the car, put her in cuffs. Somebody on my side, the passenger side, did the same thing.
What was the charge?
So at that time, that's what we were asking. We asked him to identify. We asked him what he was investigating, if there was any crime he suspected us of. And he said his first answer was, "I need to run you for warrants. I need to know if you're a murderer." And some
after her calls. Wait a minute. He said this after you guys already had handcuffs on or before?
That was before. So that's like 5-10 minutes into the encounter, yeah. And then after that, he said, "I'm investigating trespassing." And I said, "Well, we were leaving. You stopped us from leaving." And she verified there were no signs about no trespassing. It was a church parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd actually talked to the church staff, and they're very welcoming and open to people coming and playing in the park or playing in the field. Yeah, yep. Right. So they clearly didn't have the elements of trespassing. He didn't actually have a crime he was investigating.
Right. He didn't have a person with property, a property manager or owner, saying they wanted him gone. That wasn't happening.
Did you get video of all of this?
Oh, yeah. We run a YouTube channel. We do some activism around the country. The YouTube channel is called Blind Justice.
All right.
And,
cool.
Yeah, and I focus a lot on, disability rights and access, equal access for people with disabilities. So we believe it was retaliatory from getting into exposing some issues down in a neighboring county, in Guilford County. And that encounter just 2 weeks before, I got jumped by the police and got a brain bleed, put in the hospital.
The police attacked a blind man?
Yeah. So that video is up on the channel. So the one I'm talking about in Madison is the one I need help on in the near term. So this is a new update, just Friday.
Well, hold on. Before you go on, did they charge you with trespass when you were arrested? So, what was the actual charge?
Right. So that's what he threatened me with. They didn't threaten her with it because she gave her ID, right? Eventually, she produced her ID, her driver's license. I told them I didn't have one.
Well, it's her. And now, look, I'm not an attorney, so this isn't legal advice, but as the driver, she should provide ID, but you as a passenger are generally under no obligation to show ID. So, he can ask, but you aren't obligated to show it. My understanding.
Right. Yeah, and that's what I was sticking with. I was sticking with, the Fourth Amendment to be secure and papers.
So he was threatening you, trying to get you to identify yourself to him threatening you with all kinds of charges like trespass that ultimately never materialized. What about when they put you in the handcuffs? Did they charge you then?
Not immediately. He had backup from a different town. There was a total of four of them that surrounded us. They took her to another car, and the main guy, I guess his name is Benfield, who was doing all the threats, told the backup to put her in his car, which was a canine car. So they realized that after they opened the door, and thankfully they had enough sense not to throw my wife into a place that's made for a dog, because she was pleading with them, like, don't put me in there. And, so they didn't, but then he tried to pitch to his buddies that, we got him on suspicious activity, trespassing, all this stuff. So I dispelled that with them, and I said, you actually don't have any criminal elements of anything here. You're just trying to get my ID, and I'm not going to give it to you. And at that point, he said, okay, well, you're under arrest. And they arrested me. They let my wife go, thankfully.
Were you arrested for resisting arrest? Because I've seen that before.
So the initial charges, like, he didn't know what the charges were. They took me to the local police department to try to figure that out.
And that's always good.
Let's arrest him and then go figure out what we can charge him with.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was going to be 20, 30 minutes there. And they kind of admitted on their body cam that they knew me from my actives and from YouTube. And it was kind of retaliatory. So then they took me to the manager's office. He tried to plead his case to the magistrate. The magistrate agreed with me, like, two times. But, yeah, you have the Fourth and Fifth Amendment. And then,
hold on. What were you charged with? Did you say it and I missed it?
No, at this point, he wasn't sure. He was trying to say...
You're in front of a magistrate and they don't know what you've been charged with?
So him and the magistrate were trying to work it out. And I'm dispelling his theory. And so after two strikes and two swing and a misses, the magistrate orders them to take me to a holding cell down the hall where they can lock me in there so they can talk without me present and have this ex parte communication to discuss what charges they can get to stick.
Mm-hmm.
Some 20, 30 minutes go by and they pull me out and say something like interference or with an investigation. That ultimately changed,
They
released me about 20 hours later to, in North Carolina, it's like RDO, resisting, an officer is what.
So you were charged with resisting.
Yeah, so that's ultimately what the charges still are pending, resisting an officer.
That's
and
it.
And the court case is set for the 19th of August after being continued. And so the first
and did they set you loose on a PR bail, or did you have to pay a bond?
No, the ransom was $2,500, yeah.
Jeez. That's steep.
And this is after,
I mean, that's steep considering they don't have a charge at the very least.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, so you were in a parking lot of a church. They pulled in behind you, arrested you because you wouldn't show them ID, and then ultimately charged you with resisting arrest because they didn't have anything else they were actually arresting you for. How many times does this happen? I can't count the number of instances of people being arrested for resisting arrest. I just don't. It's like, hello,
it's a wonder
follow.
It ever sticks.
Yeah.
Mike, thank you so much for the call.
Let us know what happens.
Incredible
please.
Story. Yeah, keep us updated. Let us know.
Blind Justice, I think it was called.
Yeah. Yes, Blind Justice.
Blind Justice is a lot of videos.
Cool.
I hope they figure out what it is they want to charge you with so that you can actually plead not guilty to something. Because evidently they're just going to keep making it up and changing it as they go. It's absolutely ridiculous. 855-450-3733.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org. News from news.bitcoin.com. Goldman Sachs warns that the U.S. dollar is on the path to lose world reserve currency status. Experts say that Bitcoin will continue to rise to as much as $20,000 this year. Coinbase reports more institutional investors are buying cryptocurrency. Cashgames.bitcoin.com announces a $3,000 leaderboard tournament. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Vice President Joe Biden has his running mate, and it's California Senator Kamala Harris. House Minority Whip Jim Clyburn reacts to the news.
I am ecstatic. As you know, I'm the father of three daughters. I have been saying what a plus it would be to have an African-American woman on the ticket. I just believe that we are breaking ground here.
During his coronavirus briefing, President Trump also reacts to the news.
She is a person that's told many, many stories that weren't true. She's very big into raising taxes. She wants to slash funds for our military at a level that nobody's can even believe.
On Monday, the Seattle City Council voted to slash funding for the police department. On Tuesday, Police Chief Carmen Best resigned. You're listening to USA Radio News. The Big Ten and Pac-12 announced they are postponing their college football season due to the coronavirus pandemic. SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey telling Good Morning America what's going on in his conference's deliberations.
Our timeline is really based on the advice of a biostatistician way back in April said to me, listen, this is a new virus. We have not been through this before. So the longer you take to make decisions, the better information you'll have.
Having recovered from COVID-19, Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt is donating plasma to be given to other COVID-19 patients.
One of the main treatments right now is to give plasma, which is the antibodies, to people that are being treated in the hospital for COVID. And so for every person that has the antibodies that's already recovered from it, we can help four Oklahomans.
The governor speaking there in a Twitter video also urging other people who've recovered from COVID-19 to follow his steps and donate their plasma. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria, Ian, and Conan. And let's keep going with the phones. We've got Dave calling from New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, folks.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, you know, about 8 years ago, I remember doing a podcast where I was talking about how Keene might get its first Mikhail Gorbachev. Chris Roberts could be the Mikhail Gorbachev of Keene.
That's
of course,
Keene
is the.
Yeah, I don't know what it means,
yes.
Though.
So the Keene is the obviously where you guys broadcast from, and there's been many problems with Keene mayors and Keene government that all of us on this call have had, I think. And
right now they just passed a mask mandate across the city of Keene and all businesses. So there continue to be problems.
Yeah, Mayor Pregent, I think, basically had you arrested. And, you know, he used to, when I would ask him questions with a camera, he would just pretend I wasn't there.
Yep, some of them do that to me, too.
But gradually, there seems to be a continual improvement in the quality of Keene mayors. It seems like the last one was not so bad. And then this new one, he runs a talk show, and you can call in and ambush interview him anytime you want.
Yeah, I did hear that he's running his own show on the local talk radio station. So, I mean, there's something to be said for being available like that to people. Is it's a weekly thing? Is that right?
Yeah, and it's very accessible and accommodating. He's got a very nice demeanor. He doesn't try to, you know, he just, there's something about him that's very different. I don't know what his voting record is, but he seems kind of like a caretaker mayor or whatnot.
Well, as a mayor in Keene, they don't get to vote. So the mayor in Keene, with the exception of a tiebreaker, they are not allowed to vote. So it's a fairly weak position.
Yeah, you know, but after all these years of liberty activist conflict with the Keene government, it's nice to see some slight but continual improvements. I wouldn't even call it slight in terms of the mayor's demeanor. It's absolutely night and day.
Well, I mean, he certainly didn't put a stop to the mask mandate, so, I mean, he's not doing anybody any favors who care about freedom.
Well, I mean, if he can't
veto it,
I mean, there's nothing he can really do to stop it,
right?
The mayor
runs the meetings, so if somebody were to propose a mask mandate, as my understanding, the mayor could just be like, we're going to take that as informational.
Yep.
Moving along. Okay.
Yeah, I questioned him about this in a call that I made to him a week or two ago, you know, and confronted him about it a little bit.
But, and, I mean, they're terrified.
What sense did you get from him when you called him, Dave? What did he sound like he thought about this? Because I couldn't tell watching the meeting.
He sounded actually almost a little bit too open-minded. You know, he was just kind of like, well, I don't really have. It was almost like he didn't have an opinion. You know, yeah, I'm sure you've got an opinion. Yeah. But, you know, I told him, he said, well, we're not going to make the police enforce this. It's more going to be a business type of thing. And I said, you know what? It's like Gerald Celente used to say, state-controlled capitalism is called fascism.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of got it.
Well, I did watch the meeting, and one of the individuals who I probably would have voted for if he was in my ward, he came out strongly in favor of this stupid mask ordinance, using the old argument that if you're part of a community, things like the protection of your fellow human being is paramount.
If you give up some rights.
And that basically you give up your rights for the safety of the community. And I heard that guy say it, and I was ready to throw the phone across the room because, I mean, this is a guy that I would have voted for, and he did, and this is what happens. They get a little bit of power, including our mayor, by the way, get a little bit of power, and it goes to their head, and before you know it, they're taking your rights from you.
Ari, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I may have misspoke about what the mayor can do. I think that they can only take as informational items from the public, but if it comes from a counselor, they probably have to have some sort of a hearing.
He could adjourn the meeting, right?
Maybe.
Okay. I hear your proposal. Meeting adjourned.
Well, the fact that it's unconstitutional, we're not a home rule state. Yeah. I mean, it's got to be. Hey, a lawyer over there in the corner, will this fly? It won't. Informational.
The lawyer worked on the wording.
I know. He was probably part of the whole sneaky, slimy wording to fight the...
I mean, he's an attorney who works for the city. So, I mean, yeah, he's definitely a slimeball. But weren't there two counselors who voted against it?
There were.
Manwaring and Powers.
What do we know about them?
I don't think they voted against it because of any kind of principle. I think they probably wanted it to be harsher.
Oh.
I don't know. I didn't hear. I wasn't listening. We tuned in here and there during the discussion here on Free Talk Live, but we didn't give it any consistent attention.
Dave, anything else happening in New Hampshire that we haven't discussed?
To be discussed on another call.
Dave, are you coming up to the mask event on Saturday here in Keene?
Probably not.
Oh, man, it may be big. They're expecting, I think, at least 100 people.
I saw 300.
Which will like a Facebook event?
I saw 300 were expected.
Okay.
I don't know to what extent that's delusional.
If it's Facebook, then who knows?
300 people clicking interested or even going does not mean 300 people will actually go.
But it is getting spread around quite a bit. And it should be very interesting. If you're in New England and you care about the freedom to be able to choose how to dress yourself, then you should come out to Keene downtown Central Square from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. this Saturday and join in. Because now the governor, His Excellency, has passed another one of his eminences, or whatever you want to call it. He has emanated his ordinance, emanated his order, his wishes, and his demands. Is now saying that if you gather more than 100 people together on a special or scheduled occasion, for a scheduled event, then that will become illegal. So without a mask, if everyone is not wearing a mask, if there's more than 100 people, which means that Keene's protest event that's going to happen this Saturday, if it hits more than 100 and there are not 100 masks on, then that will now be a civil disobedience event.
Good. 45 going, 174 interested.
Yep.
Including me. But I work on Saturday, so it's going to be hard for me to get to this.
Well, Dave, thank you for the call. I intend to go, but not for the full 5 hours.
No, that's a long time.
I mean, especially here in the middle of August on a Saturday.
Yeah.
I will show up from like 2 to 4 or something. But hopefully it's successful. Hopefully we get more than 100 people out there.
We need to get you with some RA for Sheriff flyers.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Maybe we can get one of these counselors who spearheaded this event to come on out and have an anti...
I wasn't a counselor. This is just
anti-event.
A guy. This is a guy from...
No. I mean one of the spearhead of the ordinance.
Oh, okay.
We'll get plenty of counter-protesters.
I guarantee it. The reason
they're going to outnumber us.
No, I don't think so. In,
but how are they going to do it if they're all about social distancing and wearing their masks and whatnot?
Well, they're hypocrites.
Can they even do it?
They're hypocrites. They went out to, a bunch of them went out to Black Lives Matter, so they obviously aren't that concerned with it. If they're willing to go out with hundreds of other people and protest in close proximity. But it's going to be interesting because there were some counter-protesters in Plymouth, which is where the previous protest had happened, which Plymouth also just passed a mask mandate apparently recently. Now there's like 7 towns or cities in New Hampshire that have this. So it's actually the same guys who were behind the Plymouth event that are now organizing the Keene one.
Mm.
So we're just along for the ride. From what I understand, nobody will be speaking along with the other challenger to the governor for the Republican primary, Karen Testerman. And she was recently...
When you said nobody will be speaking, I understood that to mean that no one's going to actually like just be speaking at this event.
No, our friend and co-host, nobody. He has a speaking gig at this event. He talked with him today. So it should be interesting.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, it should be. Well, hopefully things don't get as dire here as they did in Connecticut, where this one person returned to Connecticut from Louisiana and the other from Florida. Both of them were issued $1,000 fines for not filling out travel forms, according to the governor. One person also refused to quarantine and were issued an additional $1,000 fine.
All right, so, and I don't know if your story gets into this detail, but what I want to know... Oh, man.
Oh, well, I guess it goes on a little bit more.
What I want to know is, how did they know that this person hadn't filled out the form? Did they come back via airplane? And that's
based on tips received, according to Chief Operating Officer Josh Gibbons.
Karens are on the loose.
Yeah, and they didn't fill out the necessary paperwork to get permission to travel back home from Louisiana or Florida. And so now here's $1,000 in fines, and you're refusing to quarantine? Here's another $1,000 fine. Absolutely ridiculous. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control, and you can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight in the studio, it's Aria, Conan, and Ian. And Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com that allows you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash using dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted, which means you finally have a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Again, that's local.bitcoin.com. Let's go to the phones. We've got April calling from Arkansas. April, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. It's nice to talk to you again.
You as well. What's on your mind?
It's kind of a venting a little bit, but it's about the schools, you know, Walmart, the hospitals, businesses, we're all open, you know, and we all deal with the public and people coming in and out and masks. And I've not heard of one kid dying or falling ill from COVID or anything like that. And, you know, virtual learning that started last year, I didn't get one graded paper back from a teacher. You know, all I got back was just the, so there was no report saying, hey, your kid's doing well, or you need to improve on this, or you need to improve on that. You know, no other job sure. gets paid even though they're not really working, you know.
Yeah, no other yep. job has a union like the teacher's union out there. They're
exactly.
very, they're very powerful.
It's crap. And, you know, my thought is, you know, no offense, but from being at home with my kids for the first couple weeks, it was hard, you know. But now that I'm used to it, my kids didn't know anything, you know. But I had
you're breaking up a bit. What
did you say? Your kids don't know anything? Is that what you said?
They didn't know anything. They didn't know multiplication, division. You know, just the simple methods of how to do basic math.
How
you know,
old are they?
Now they do. So, they're 13, and
Jesus.
I have one that, yes, and the math that they're trying to teach them is just It's asinine. It's well, not even.
Is Arkansas one of the Common Core states?
I think they're all Common Core states, but you know that math is racist. So
yeah,
I mean. They probably weren't learning because the teachers were afraid of being called bigots.
Well, that's probably not the case in Arkansas. But.
You know, one of the saddest parts of this call so far is that you didn't know that your kids are 13, you said, and you didn't know they couldn't do basic math?
No, because I'm getting their grades, and when their grades are good, like, you know, you don't think twice about it. You know, you see their papers, you see A's, and you just throw it away, you know. And so I think, like, all of this, you know, has kind of opened my eyes. Like, I got to pay more attention to what they're doing and not doing, you know, because even just asking basic science questions, you know, like, they don't even know what happens to a butterfly and a chrysalis, you know. I mean, just basic stuff, you know. And, I mean, it's like, I literally watching the college kids run around nowadays, like, it makes sense, you know, because these kids, they just don't know anything.
Well,
they don't know anything.
You know, instead of wishing that the schools would open back up and these teachers would go back to work, maybe the correct decision would be to start looking at other alternatives. And maybe getting your money back from the schools to help with whatever financing that you'll need to go this other route. Because obviously we got schools just sitting there not doing anything. I'd kind of like 52% of my property taxes back. Thank you very much.
I mean, hasn't it always been the case, though, that schools don't really do anything? Is it really that much of an improvement to have the kids actually being in attendance there? I mean, if I could just continue paying the bills and continue paying the, you know, for the public school system, but kids not have to go, that seems to me an improvement over the current situation where we're being robbed
as long as the kids were getting crap education. As long as the kids were actually getting something better. But then
my responsibility to get those kids.
But then that's something that you have to pay for.
I don't have to pay for it.
You are paying for it, are you? You always go back.
I'm saying that putting the teachers back in school and sending the students back is downhill from where we are right now.
I agree. Don't do it. We need alternatives. We need the community to start getting together, like a lot of these communities around the country are, and they're creating homeschool communities. Compiling all of their efforts and all their energies together, this could work. This could be the solution.
April, thank you so much for the call. Well, it's not going to be the solution in Connecticut, evidently, where the governor has just required masks. And this is a bit beyond what most states have done, because now if you want to claim a health exemption, you have to have a doctor's note, which that can't possibly be compliant with federal law, right? That's got to be a HIPAA violation. Well,
a doctor's note doesn't have to say the reason that they are being told that they can't have masks, or that, you know, they're medically unavailable or unable to have masks. It could just simply certify that I, Dr. So-and-so, say that Aria is not able to wear masks.
But they're not allowed to even ask you if you have a medical condition, right?
No, the exemption is a medical condition. If you play the clip, the Governor Goon there in Connecticut says that he's tired of people abusing the privilege.
Well, let's go to this clip.
We have a lot of people who say, hey, I don't wear a mask in this store because I have a medical condition. Well, I think people are beginning to abuse that privilege. So from here on out, just bring your doctor.
Uh-oh.
Looks like the video just sort of stopped.
By the way, when was this posted?
This was posted today, it looks like.
Because
I have a medical condition. Well, I think people are beginning to abuse that privilege. So from here on out, just bring your doctor.
And they keep stopping there for whatever reason.
Permission with you when you aren't wearing that mask and you're in that store, you're in that private area because that's what the rules are. And finally,
there you go.
For the first time, we have just issued.
That's what he declared.
Yep.
Was that we have to.
It's not even written down yet. He just declared it on this video feed.
Yep. And now that's the law.
And the reason I asked you when this was posted, because a lot of these Karens out there, these nannies, they scour the news and they look to see what other states, what other governments are doing to get ideas.
Well, isn't that exactly what the counselors here in Keene admitted to doing?
Correct. But the reason I asked is because this became a very hot topic yesterday one of the counselors musing, he was only musing on the old face bag, about what we should do about employers in this city who tell their employees that just claim it's a medical condition and you can get off scot-free and not wear the mask.
This was
a local politician here in Keene. He was musing what we should...
Is this the one who was throwing out colorful insults at people?
He's the one and the same.
Okay.
So he's just putting it out there. But my question is, where did he get the idea, or where did this clown right here get the idea? They might all be on the same groups.
I mean, they're
strategizing.
They all suffer the same level of derangement. I wouldn't be surprised to find that these people who are so wrapped up in the fear mongering that they believe this is a threat to everyone, and we have to wear the mask, we have to socially distance. So it's no surprising that multiple people who believe that is true. Multiple authoritarians who believe that is true would arrive at these same solutions.
Or it might be on some news program that I don't participate in and watch that they got this information. They all got the idea at right around the same time. And now be looking for something similar in Keene.
Well, they want to know how far they can push these things, you know? They want to know how far can they push the stay-at-home orders, how far can they push the mask ordinance. How far can they push? What's next?
And why? Why are we still? It's August, damn it! Why are we still dealing? Look at the cases. The cases are down. Hospitalizations are down. Deaths are down. They're almost non-existent. Why?
New Hampshire is one of two states in the U.S. where that's true.
Where the cases have actually gone. Yeah, they've gone down.
Yeah.
There's still fear being pandered all over the place, Conan. And all they have to do is keep whipping up the fear, and then they can get away with anything they want. You've got a story out of Canada now. The CBC reporting that the top doctor there, Dr. Theresa Tam, said that apparently for the next 2 to 3 years you can expect physical distancing and mask wearing in place, even with a vaccine.
These people. You know what? I'm just saying it. We need the Civil War now. I'm ready for it. I can't wait another month. This has got to be nipped in the bud, because these people are crazy.
And you're not wrong. We're running out of places to buy things that we need in order to survive. I'm running out of stores to go to get cigarettes at that aren't going to make me put on a mask.
I've been doing curbside pickup for the last month, figuring out how to do this thing. I've got a story that we might discuss in the next segment about why I think this is going down the way that it's going down. I have a pretty solid theory on why this is happening.
All right, well, we're going to get into that. What do you think about these mask ordinances? Do you wear a mask? Do you think we're heathens for refusing to do it? 855-450-3733. Again, that's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
Not shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.